Anyway, Scott Jackson is here. Typical Friday visit with us. Unusual week now all of a sudden. Jack, I assume you think the NFL's doing the right thing here, at least postponing these games a couple of days?
Yeah, no, I mean, it would have been a debacle had they played it, and, you know, Washington wouldn't have gotten some of these guys back. I'm a little surprised, to be honest with you, we didn't hear about more people getting cleared today. I kind of thought when they changed protocols yesterday that maybe that was going to fast-track some of these guys back. But, yeah, I mean, it would have been tough. I'm seeing all the whining from the Eagles fans and players on Twitter. That's fine. I mean, I understand what the rules were made to prior to the year, but I don't think they ever thought we'd be back into this as deep as we are now with good old Omicron. So, you know, I think they're, you know, it would have been tough. I mean, you're talking about, really, it wasn't just Washington. Obviously, the Cleveland situation was bad, and, you know, the Rams as well involved in this thing for part of their game to Seattle. It just, it became too great for them. Now, here's the other risk, though, Bram. What if the Eagles have an outbreak over the next few days?
I know.
I mean, are they going to stop testing at this point? I mean,
well,
because they don't want to know the results? I mean, what's going to happen?
The very vague, I'm not exactly sure what they meant about the protocol change thing, was somebody put their hand up and said, are we going to put our head in the sand and just plow through this thing at this point? Because that's what it felt like when I read it yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of think so, too. I mean, unless, again, you're dealing with symptoms or you're unvaccinated, I think that's what they're going to – that's what it felt like as well. So, I don't know. It's you always like to keep the schedule the same. And look, it's tough for Washington on the other side, even if they do beat Philadelphia, to play – you know, to get ready for Dallas Sunday night.
Yeah.
You have to travel to play on a short week, but it's certainly better than, you know, playing without, you know, one of your two quarterbacks that's actually played a snap for you this year.
Yeah, Callow pointed this out to me. I forgot this part. Last year, when they moved the Washington-Pittsburgh game to Monday afternoon, that was to accommodate the Ravens, who had an outbreak, and moved the Pittsburgh game the week prior to a Wednesday, and then they played and had to turn around because they didn't want to make them turn around and play Sunday. They made us play them Monday. So I don't want to hear from the Eagles fans. Last year, there were two teams involved in a game that accommodated someone else who had an outbreak.
Yeah, I mean, the Broncos fans are the ones that are really pissed. But again, you know, those teams were punished last year because apparently their quarterbacks were in the room together without masks and not really caring and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, to our knowledge, I mean, most of this Washington team is, in fact, vaccinated, and there's no tracing to say that, oh, it's all because of, say, I don't know, Montez Sweat or Kendall Fuller, who's not. You know what
right,
I mean? That's
right.
That's not what they're saying. So, I mean, Ron Rivera, was it on Wednesday or was it yesterday? It must have been Wednesday because he didn't talk on Thursdays. He said something to the fact that, you know, he was thinking about the trip to Las Vegas, Sal, you know, because that's about the time where these tests would be coming back, you know, because it takes, you know, it's about a week and a half lag.
Yep.
Usually in terms of exposure to positive tests.
Right, it could be. And then I saw Darius Slay tweeted something out like, I thought, you know, people were forfeiting when this happened.
Right,
to which
right.
I wanted to say back to him, you do realize that if we forfeit, you don't get your game check either, right? You know that because
right.
that was
okay,
part of it too. You don't get your,
yeah.
That was the whole, we want you to get vaccinated because if we forfeit a game, it's the other team that's going to get punished by not getting their money either. So I want to remind him of that to see if he'd like to maybe push it back to Tuesday instead.
Yeah. Do you want no game check or a game check? All right. Let's weigh that real quick. Yeah.
Yeah,
no doubt. And that's why, look, I knew they were going to play the game, but it's a matter of when, you know, and again, you know, this is an armchair quarterbacking because I thought this was a bad idea prior to the pandemic, the 17-game schedule. I mean, of all years to try to ram this thing in, you know, and they're trying to recuperate what was lost in the gate last year and add the two extra playoff teams in each conference. But, I mean, it's just, you know, like Mark Cuban once said about, you know, fat pigs go to slaughter or whatever it comes to the NFL.
Yeah.
But it really, I mean, it just really just spits in the face of anything that makes any sense.
So here's what this is my prediction for next week. Because clearly, like, the ball is rolling downhill with this variant and people getting sick or at least getting positive tests, clearly. Like,
right.
that's happening. Like, if it's happening in professional sports, it's 80 times worse in the general public. Like, I always know that to be the case. So this is going to happen again next week with some teams. And if it does happen again, I do think the league may have to think through, do we take a slate of games and plop them as the last regular season week, push everything back, and get rid of the week in between the championship games and the Super Bowl? Because they can stop down for a week and make everything fit somewhere else. And that's my guess for next week if this starts up again in various cities.
Yeah, I mean, the odds are it probably will, right? If they're going to continue assessed and have the same criteria. But again, like you said, there's kind of some blurriness to whatever was decided yesterday. But yeah, I mean, and that's why, look, this would have been the perfect year to have double bye weeks, you know, if you were going to go to this 18-week schedule, but kept it at 16 games until you kind of got past all this mess. And instead, they went for the money. So here we are.
Yeah, here we are. All right. So let me ask this question. Let's just say they don't change their rules, because they haven't. It's unclear what exactly changed yesterday in terms of people coming back. And maybe they'll be more clear about it, you know, in the next 24 to 48 hours. But let's say Washington doesn't get a lot of their players back. Would you then still want to go through with it? And do you think they should go through with it on Tuesday?
You mean in terms of playing the game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen now. I mean, no matter what, right? They're going to go Tuesday, unless the Eagles lose half their roster too, and can't get guys back. But yeah, I mean, I think this is the latest, right? This is Tuesday. They're gonna play this game unless there's like a big outbreak, even more, which could happen with Philly and with Washington. Believe it or not, I guess they could still have it happen as well.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's say Kyle Allen and Taylor Heinicke don't play on Tuesday. What in the world kind of offense do you expect Scott Turner to try to run?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. Now, Gail Gilbert, he knows him. He had him. He actually played
Garrett, you mean? Not Gail. Garrett?
Garrett.
Yeah.
Not his dad.
Yeah.
Garrett Gilbert played in the game last year for the Cowboys and wasn't terrible. and they know him. And they know him, I guess, in a few days. I would think it would be still run heavy, for sure, but I think they would I still think it would be him over Shurmur. I don't know about you, but I don't think Kyle Shurmur would be the guy before him, because this guy's actually played in a game. But I think it would be run heavy and pretty conservative. But, you know, who knows? Maybe they'd start feeling themselves. They got to the length with Gale. Maybe Gale's spinning it well at warm-up, so they open some things up. I don't know. But I would suspect it would be a lot of Antonio Gibson, and I would put him in bubble wrap right now, away from everybody.
Would you go, okay, let's just say this continues, and in a few days they don't get a lot of these people back, and it is these backup quarterbacks, you know, that unfortunately have to play for them. Would you then risk a guy like McLaurin or McKissick, who are coming off concussions, even if they are available to you, by putting them out there?
Well, I mean, if they're out of concussion protocol, I think they'll play. I mean, would I take an extra step if they cleared it and not play them? No. I mean, if they're clear, you got to play them. Because, I mean, it's a huge game. Whoever wins, it's in the driver's seat for that last wild card spot, even though you play each other again in 2 weeks, or less than 2 weeks, come to think of it now, after this. So I think you got to play them. I mean, it's McKissick. Man, they really missed him these last few games. I would really like to see him back, and obviously if they don't have McLaurin, that would be a huge loss as well.
I agree. All right. Defensively, I don't care who their quarterback is this week. If you're not going to have your defensive line besides Daron Payne, what in the world are you doing on that side of the ball to try to stop them?
Yeah, I mean, look, to beat Philadelphia right now, it seems pretty simple. You stop the run, right? You stop and make Jalen Hurts throw the football over 30 times. That's not a good recipe for him. But as you say, when you have zero defensive tackles outside of Daron Payne, that makes it a little bit more challenging. I really thought Jonathan Allen, because he went on the list so early, would have tested out by now. So that is weird. I would think I would still bet on him by Tuesday. You know, but he's not playing the full snap load as he was in the early part of the season because of that knee injury. So that's a big concern, you know, for him right now. I mean, you know, so you got to make sure, you know, even if he's back, he might still have to be on a snap count. You know, I thought James Smith Williams and Casey Tuhel would have been cleared by now as well, but they haven't been. So, I mean, I guess, I don't know, would you play 3-4?
I don't know.
Routini and who's the other? Oh, Chaka Toney. But of course, they don't have a lot of linebackers, so that's a whole problem, right? I mean, it's just it's crazy. And I hear all the things these guys say. What else are they going to say? Oh, this sucks. I quit. I mean, no, of course they're going to say we'll line them up and play and we'll adjust or whatever. But it will be very interesting to see what Jack Del Rio comes up with if they are as shorthanded as they presently are.
Well, they literally have one defensive tackle that I'm aware of, other than guys who have yet to either play at all or just got here. You know, like, I don't, you laugh about a 3-4. I don't even know that that's not out of the realm of possibility.
Right.
Because I don't know what in the world they're going to do with the current state of the roster the way it is right now.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, you know, that's why, again, hopefully these 2 extra days will get you the time to get these guys back. And, you know, I was saying earlier, look, if all these guys, I mean, I think Rivera said the majority of them are, asymptomatic, what have you, and they're fine. I don't think the practice part of it's that big a deal.
I don't either. Not at this time. No.
Yeah, this time of year, I think the rest is probably good for the body more so than anything. You know, as long as they're not going through anything physically with the COVID symptoms, you know, then great. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, especially if you can get the majority of the guys you need back. I was a little surprised to hear them talking about Sweat playing this week just from the fact that he hasn't really practiced at all and, you know, God, he couldn't eat for a while, right? I mean, he'd be able to live with diet with that jaw wired shut. I mean, how much weight did the guy lose, I wonder, or did, you know, if he did at all. But I just don't know what his snap count would be, you know, realistically, if he's available.
Yeah, I agree. The other thing that's come out of this, and this is also assuming that Dallas doesn't ultimately have to go through this like Washington is going through it, and who knows, you know, the next couple of weeks what's going to happen around the country, let alone with teams. But not that I think there was any question whether they were going to win the division or not, but, oh, they are. Like, this is, I think they're getting a gift walking down the end of the year here if they can stay healthy. And I think they're going to be able to do whatever they want to manage their roster. And we saw last week that they need to, especially at some of their skill positions on offense. And I think they're going to just kind of crawl into the playoffs and it won't be that big of a deal. What they're not going to have is like a one seed, but they actually, I think, can manage themselves over the next month and try to prepare themselves as best they can for the playoffs because everyone else is in trouble against them.
Yeah, I mean, they're so far ahead after last week's win. I'm with you. They're not going to not make it at this point and not win the division, so they're good there. I mean, look, we even saw it during the Washington game where they totally were, you know, they totally took Ezekiel Elliott out of the football game. And, you know, they weren't going to bring it back in until all of a sudden Washington was back in it, right? I mean, they were, look, it was like Zeke's day was over. And then all of a sudden the game got tight and then they brought him back out and played him again. But, I mean, for a while there, it looked like, he wasn't going to see the field again. Clement was going to finish the game. And then boom, all of a sudden, you know, Holcomb picks it off and it's within a touchdown. And all of a sudden Zeke's out in the next series.
Yeah, it's nuts. This is crazy. We're in crazy times. I don't know. It's so nuts. I mean, after what happened last year, I did not think we'd get back there again. I can't believe we're there again. And it feels like we're really tip of the iceberg of what there is going to look like for whatever period of time it's going to be. And I'm like sitting here going, are they going to tell us there's no fans at that game on Tuesday night? Like, I'm waiting for anything at this point now.
Well, I mean, University of Maryland, right? They canceled commencement this weekend.
Yes.
For graduation, and you know, before that, I was at one of the schools. The Cornell had shut down, and I mean, anything's possible. I mean, I wouldn't. Nothing would surprise me at this point. You know, the NBA teams that have had protocol issues today, or had player issues, I should say, and it's not going away, unfortunately, and just in time for Christmas too.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody! Wow, this is nuts. All right, Jack, I'll talk to you when I talk to you. So appreciate it. Talk to you
Tuesday,
then. Hopefully on Tuesday.
Hopefully stick with the Tuesday schedule. Yeah. All right, thanks.
Hopefully
man.
Tuesday. All right, thanks. All right, Scott Jackson, who joins us every Friday.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.